Welcome to Tip TV Finance with Neil Kimberley, who is a currency analyst. Neil, a bit of a poker game on the currency front at the moment. One thing I can't quite understand is that you've got Donald Trump's cohort saying that the euro is grossly undervalued, and the market looking forward to Frexit and other shenanigans on the political front, thinking that it's probably overvalued.
Yes, I mean, there's a dichotomy, there's a paradox between what people like Mr. Mnuchin, Treasury Secretary, who kind of sounds like he fancies a weak dollar policy, but the market is very conscious of the political risk in the Eurozone with the Dutch elections next month, and then that kind of, we're going to have this weird limbo period between the two rounds of the French election where we know that Madame Le Pen is going to get into the second round, or so it seems. Everybody thinks she can't win, but you can guarantee that during that second period, between the first and second bouts, the market's going to be very, very nervous. There will be the occasional rogue opinion poll, and the market's going to twitchy. So why would you want to hold euros? And then yesterday, you've got Janet Yellen in front of the Senate being more hawkish than we'd expected, and then you've got some major US data coming out this afternoon. So the dollar's on the front foot at the moment, and the positioning is not as extended as it was because last week's CFTC data showed that people are taking a lot of dollars off. So there is room, there's space there for people to go back into dollars if they so desire.
And is it the case that Yellen is hawkish? Well, saying hawkish and Yellen doesn't really go together.
No.
But she is conscious of trying to last out her full term here.
Well, I think the tone of it was yesterday, I'm going nowhere until the end of my term. I mean, there was some discreet criticism of President Trump's fiscal plans. Must admit, in the 8 years of Obama's terms, I never heard any criticism of what he was spending from the Federal Reserve. So there's an argument there, there's a partisan issue, but she's going nowhere, and she knows that they've got to start to reduce the size of that US Federal Reserve balance sheet, which is effectively a tightening, as well as doing the occasional move up in interest rates. And today we've got CPI. Market may be surprised on the top side here. There's talk out there that maybe the airline tickets started to rise at the tail end of last year, beginning of this year, in response to OPEC's production cuts. Then there's retail sales. There's an argument December was worse than expected, arguably because the last Saturday before Christmas fell literally the day before Christmas Day when people were travelling. So you may see an up move in January. So at the end of today, we might find two data points out of the States which are pointing to a more hawkish Fed tone and may give the dollar some support again.
But the market, the stock market, is saying, well, you know, we're seeing or we're expecting the central bankers to allow economies to run hot for longer just to make sure inflation is back rather than, you know, making that mistake of nipping things in the bud.
The glass is very much half full, at least half full for the equity markets at the moment. They're focused, I think, on what Donald Trump is going to do down the line once he can get it through Congress, and there is going to be a time lag on that. But the spending plans, you know, everything so far, the guy said he was going to do, he's doing. And that's fed into a much higher, it's too frothy for me, but, you know, if you stand in the way of a steamroller, you're going to get crushed. So if you don't like it, stay out of it, but don't bet against it, because at the moment, the animal spirits are dominating in the equity markets.
Right, and so euro dollar was struggling around 105.50. Is that just like going to drift away?
I think euro dollar. I think euro dollar is a very interesting situation here because I think there are bigger things at play. I think China, for example, is very conscious of the fact that the new American administration does not want to see the yuan declining too far against the dollar, but China now manages it against the basket. So consequently, if you can hold up the yuan against the euro, you hope to take some of the pressure off against the dollar. So euro yuan up a little bit, dollar yuan down a little bit. That keeps Donald Trump happy, and nobody in Europe ever complains about this kind of thing anyway. So I think there's a large bid out there on euros prepared to soak it up all the way down. I think there's also evidence from the sight deposits at the Swiss National Bank last week that they're around again, shall we say, tempering the rise of the Swiss franc. But that leaves them in a quandary then, because they're picking up lots of euros against the Swissie, and they're very conscious too, I imagine, of what's going on in Europe, and do they want the euros? So they probably are seller of euros against the dollar, but not at the base, because it could exacerbate the situation on Euro Swiss. They're looking for a rally. So euro dollar is coming down slowly.
An orderly retreat. So people wait, yeah, looking for some kind of a blowout towards parity on, yeah, some bad poll. It's not going to happen.
It ain't a get-rich-quick trade. you're going to have to pick your levels and slide it down. It's the same with the dollar yen. You know, we come down, we come back up, and then again, there are people in Japan who would argue we don't want dollar yen too fast on the top side because that will incur the wrath of Washington, just as Shinzo Abe is forming a good relationship with Donald Trump, and just as, and traders should notice this, they've shoved in a new layer of management on the yen now. It's now Mike Pence and Taro Aso. It's not immediately the Treasury Secretary. So I think the Japanese have played a very, very shrewd game here by injecting that extra layer of management in, so to speak. They've kind of parked the issue.
Right, but I mean, the dollar yen did bounce. It was, you know, it was buy the rumour, sell the news type of thing going into the meeting with Trump and Abe.
Yes, I think that was the case. That, and then obviously you got the tone from Yellen yesterday. What was interesting for me on dollar yen today in Asia, even though it was Gotobi Day, where you see importers tend to buy dollars on dates ending in 0 or 5. So obviously the 15th, they came in, bought dollars before the fixing. But the market didn't take dollar yen on the top side very much. There's an enormous amount of expiries today, 114 the figure, 114 and a half, 115 the figure. Dollar yen's kind of treading water as we wait for Janet Yellen to step up for the second day of testimony. The market's moved the dollar far enough on what she said yesterday. They're looking for the data. The CPI and retail sale days of the day, I can't say how much this is important now. And then Janet Yellen, if she comes out again and backs up what she said yesterday, it's going to give the dollar a big tone, but it's not a runaway train at the moment.
Okay, well, speaking of one of the runaway trains, we've got to run off now, but Neil Kimberley, currency analyst, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for asking me. Bye.